Egyptian Americans in New York City celebrated Hosni Mubarak's departure with an impromptu parade in a Queens neighborhood known as Little Egypt. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
After weeks glued to the cable TV coverage of Cairo, dozens of Egyptian Americans poured into the streets of Queens. Jubilant demonstrators blocked traffic on a stretch of Steinway Street in Queens known as Little Egypt. It's a city block lined with Egyptian restaurants, grocery stores, a hookah bar, and a mosque. But on Friday, it seemed like no one stayed inside. Some people waved Egyptian flags. Others carried homemade posters with angry slogans about Hosni Mubarak. Hisham Amin of Queens was hoarse from leading the cheers.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Very cloud because what happened today, we are waiting for that for a long time. But thank his God, this happened. Thank his God.
After Mubarak's defiant speech on Thursday, Amin says he was surprised the Egyptian president stepped down so quickly. So was Mariam Alam.
I knew the people would continue on protesting, but I didn't think that he would leave his position ever because it's been 30 years. Why is he all of a sudden leaving now? So it was a big surprise to me early in the morning. But I was really happy when I found out.
Alam and her friend Nihal Hashem were born in New York, but still have family in Egypt. Hashem says she's nervous about what will happen now that the army is in control.
We're worried, but you know what? I think it's a big step. Even though it's kind of bumpy right now, and you know, as Egyptians, we feel a little more relieved because he's out of the picture. At least now
we can definitely say that it's a lot better than it was last year, year before, 30 or 29 years before that.
Yeah, exactly.
But many of the demonstrators in Steinway Street didn't seem worried about what will come next for Egypt. Ahmed El-Shahad moved to Queens a dozen years ago from a small town near Cairo.
It will never be worse than what it was worse in the last 30 years. So even if we suffer for the next 6 months until we have a new president, it's okay. Let's suffer for some time to have a nice, beautiful new generation having a good time in the country.
Egyptian-American activists had been planning a protest today at the White House. Instead, they'll host a rally outside the United Nations in Manhattan to celebrate what the organizers are already calling the Egyptian Revolution. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.